Welcome back to Pesukei Hadaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning Brachos Daf Nun Zayin. Today, of the 31 Pesukim that we're going to be focusing on, we're going to be focusing on the idea of being a good shepherd. The Pesuk our focus is Mishlei Perek Chof Zayin, Pesuk Chof Zayin, which reads as follows: V'dei chalev yizim lelach mecha lelechem beisecha v'chaim lenaroisecha. Goat's milk will suffice for your food, the food of your household, and the maintenance of your maids. What is this referring to? So the Gemara on Nun Zayin what Aleph tells us a very fascinating thing in the name of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, if you see a goat in your dream, Shana Misbarech Esla, you have a good year ahead. Izim, goats in plural, Shani Misbarech Esla, you're going to have a good year, set of years. Shenemar Vedei Chalev Izim Lelach Mecha. Beautiful description. Why is this? What is the purpose? What is the background behind this? So if we go back to where this is quoted, this is at the end of Perek Chof Zayin in Mishlei. And actually, it's in a small section in Mishlei, which is dedicated to parables of sheep and shepherds. The section is from Psukim Chav Gimel to Chav Zayin at the end of Sefer Mishlei, and it reads as follows. It starts off with a very fascinating description, and here's how it goes. Yodai teda p'nei tzonecha. You should surely know the face of your sheep. Shis libcha la'adorim. Which means to say, you need to be paying attention to your flocks. What is this about? And if you do pay attention, if you do notice all these things, then ultimately you will see bracha, you will see your izim, you will see food on your table, which is the pasuk the Gemara is quoting. How do we get there? How does this image emerge? Where does it come from in the first place? So the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says that this section in general is advice, is a request, is a prescription to leave the urban setting, to leave the cities, and go out into the fields. If you are willing to go out into the fields, that's where you'll find your relationship with Hashem. When you find your relationship with Hashem, you will ultimately be able to embetter your situation that you're found in right now. The Malbim, on the other hand, has a different way of looking at it. The Malbim explains that Yodai Tadai, you need to really know your flocks. If you know your flocks, if you have an accountability for everything around you, you take care of every detail that's important to you. These are ultimately your breadwinners. This is your source of nutrition. If you're going to take care and look after your very source of nutrition, ultimately you will be blessed. You will find bracha, and that's what's being said over here. How do you get to the A's, to the Izim, to these goats which represent the sign of sustenance, is if you take care, if you take special care of what gets you there in the first place, the vehicles to that. However, there's a third and deeper pshat, which is the idea of the Me'ah Shilach. The Me'ah Shilach is the Ishbitz Rebbe, who says in his Likutim, a beautiful, beautiful idea. And that is that the Tzoyin, of course, is a parable, as Mishlei is parables. And the parable reads as follows, is that you need to know, you need to understand your own flocks, you need to understand your own sheep. In life, sheep, goats, these livestock which are being described in this short section in Mishlei, are the description of animals which don't act too much with their own volition. They do what they do, they go where they're told, they follow each other, they don't do too much except for just eating, following each other, sleeping and reproducing. You need to know, Mishnah tells us, you need to know your own sheep, you need to know in your own character where you are a follower. In which situations did you follow other people, you follow other situations, the weaknesses you have in certain situations? If you know those weaknesses, if you understand yourself, your own sheep, then your livestock will be blessed. Then you'll be able to redirect your life. You'll be able to redirect yourself in your challenges and in your blessings to be able to know which direction to motivate and which direction to regulate. And that's what's being said over here. This is why this section is so powerful, and that's perhaps why it doesn't just emerge out as a surprise. You see a goat, suddenly a goat is a sign of blessing. If you see a goat because you understand how to look after livestock, you understand what it means to be a shepherd of yourself, that's the sign that dream is going to be yielding a year of blessing and years of blessing. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.